everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association's Ethical Net. This net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 megahertz. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Well, hello again, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. As I said, this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. That is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835. We have been somewhat missing over the summer. A thousand pardons, but we had a lot of things going on, and hopefully we'll be to our 10-plus-year heritage of running a good... So, what is the purpose of this net? This net's purpose is to have a conversation. Conversation about amateur radio, computers, electronics, telecommunications, natural sciences underlie our hobby. It's also about what we do with our hobby. And finally, it's also about what we do to serve others. And so we'd like to hear about your experiences. Broad range of opportunities to discuss things. You can bring a question. You can post a comment or an announcement. And of course, you can... turn up and mail swapper wanted item. So it's pretty exciting. We hope that you'll participate. We'd also like you to check in if it's a proverbial none above. You might ask, why is that? And the answer is very simply, we need to know who's there so we can have an intelligent conversation about something you'll be interested in. We don't have knowledge of your presence. It's kind of hard to focus the net on. So, with no further ado, let's figure out how we check in. We check in by giving our call sign, our name, question, comment, tail swapper wanted item. Some combination of those things or none of the above. So, any station whose call begins with the letter K2BAR.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and no traffic.
Good evening, Bob. I'm wondering if you've seen my station rip-roaring occasionally past yours. By there the other day, I think. Alrighty. Any other whiskeys? Okay, how about kilos?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Bob in Park Ridge.
Okie dokie. Hi, Bob. Word? So far we have two Bobs and a Gordon. Alrighty, any other kilos? Alrighty, how about Novembers? Okay, and how about Alphas? Alrighty, any stations, any call sign, please call YouTube.
Air Control? November 2, Sierra Hotel Oscar?
Good evening, Ali. Welcome aboard. What are your intentions?
Bob Sigmund, Golden Air, thank you. Back to you.
You would think Ali has 10 children. No, that's one son. Oh, that's marvelous. I remember trying to have a coherent thought when I was younger and had young children in the house. Now I'm not the one 21-year-old. But I'm like that, too. Pissing up this obvious. Oh, dear me. All righty. Any other stations? Okay. All right, welcome, everybody. I'm curious. We do have an announcement. The first one is a simulated emergency test. This week. Ali, would you like to present the simulated emergency test information?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Gordon, I'll have all the information ready in a couple minutes. Back to you.
Okay, very good. Not a worry. What's beautiful about this here simulated emergency test is that Bergen County finally has a functional, minimally functional Aries group again. We also have the cooperation with Tag County and Essex County, as of today, has asked to join it as well, which is pretty, pretty cool. So we have a three-county effort for our simulated emergency test, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit. Bob, of WA2ISC, I'm kind of curious, have you seen any noteworthy mesh activity going by your home?
K2BAR, WA2ISC, no, Gordon, I haven't really seen anything out of the ordinary, but I haven't really been paying that close of attention, so a couple of days might go by, in which case, your presence would have been, would have happened and would have dropped off the radar before I got to see it. Over.
Yeah, that's possible. Just as an aside, or related to that, I've been working with KC2UCU regarding a scanning program, and right now we're working on a Wi-Fi scanning program, but it'll run on a Raspberry Pi and ultimately have it provide not just some logs as to what it's hearing and where it's hearing it, but also provide some alerting if you so desire. So we're in the process of putting that together. And Ken is still working on the scanning software, but it's working pretty well. And basically, put your node into a Wi-Fi scanning mode and type the output into a process on a Raspberry Pi. And Raspberry Pi simulates a user. We're also looking at the idea, so have it trigger on neighbors that were not there on the previous pass. So we'll see. I can't remember that. But that might be some fun. We could even have it conceivably text you if somebody shows up that's new. There's some opportunities there. So, and this is an external piece of software, essentially. This will run on a Pi or on a PC. And he's learning Python. Quite a fruitful exercise for Ken personally, community at large, as the code evolves. So right now it's the Wi-Fi scan, but the next one is, again, not remotes, just the neighbors. Anybody have any questions or comments about that?
I was just going to ask, if you're going to be at the Hamfest this weekend.
Yeah, I intend to be there till about 8:30 or 9. I will be running the gate with others between 5 and 8, and then others will be off. But I intend to take a quick sweep through the see what gives. I have to go home and be out the door by about 9:30. Pretty excited about that, to say the least. They're not just home openers, they're opening. I happen to be at home this year. Even though the game's at 2 o'clock, we're going to be to pre-game festivities, and they're going to have public and have some lunch at one of the local restaurants, etc.
Okay, Gordon, K2BAR, WA2ISC. I don't want to hog the session, so see if there's other users out there.
Well, you bring me to my next announcement, and that is that the Saturday is the Barham Fest. Or a Barra member, they are looking for some volunteers to help with various things. I'll be running the gate for hours. In the wee hours with AC2GI and others, and then people to run the gate, up table and things like that. All good. We said you can join us. In any case, let's see what else. Well, that's all I can think of right now. Another little bit tidbit is most people are not aware of is that we have a node up on Garrett Mountain running since early August. And serves Clifton, Nutley area, Passaic, perhaps. So it's on channel minus 2 on 2.4 or 2.3 gigs, and it's running a rocket with a 10 dB MIMO Omni antenna. So we're pretty excited as to how well that's been working, and hopefully you'll be able to make use of it. I've made some use of it since I've been in Clifton, so. That can actually, when I can't reach Frank directly at home, his node by simply... the other is we have a node going up at William Patterson in a few weeks, and that Shep Valley. And Bob might have visibility to that residence hall at William Patterson. You should be able to check the residences. Our plan is to put a 24 Omni and 900 pointing in your KD2BKD W2TTTK2BAR.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yeah, this is KD2KD. Gordon, that's great news, Gordon. Have some questions on the RRARE information test, more specific. Digital operation on how to Digi playing with that. I tried to get it working on the last RES session. To get it there, but I did get connected through the DMR radio that I have through Northern New Jersey Group and talked on that. So this is KD2KD back to K2BAR.
Okay, very good, Bob. So, I will forward you a one-page cheat sheet that Carl produced. In fact, are you a member of the ComTech group?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, let me forward it out to that, among other lists, if that was useful, because we would like to get some messages that way. So, fundamentally, the way it's going to work is that... transmit a message. You don't even need to, have a hardware interface. If your radio does Vox, fine. If it's not Vox, just lock down the PTT and start your message manually and just send it acoustically. A couple of troubles will be fine. But the setup for that is defined in a RLW2KBF for the. I will circulate that. But I think it involves FL Digi, FL Message, and I believe FL Wrap. I think that's the other piece that it needs over.
Yeah, I have FL Amp, FL Wrap, FL Digi, Rig. I got them all installed, and they're all working and happy together. KD2BKD, back to net.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be fine. Well, what's nice about it is you can fill out a form like in that. An ICS 213. We're actually kind of emphasizing the use of the 213 over the radiogram form, but that's just us. And by doing that, we can, it'll automatically pop up another form for everyone that comes by. Everybody will copy every message, and we understand that. But what our hope is at the end of the thing is to get a summary published they got traffic from. Not it was for them or not, was basically then combine the logs to see if we missed anybody, and also to compare people's ability to copy messages. It's sort of like a party line for a digital party line might be the best way to put it, Bob.
Yeah. Many years ago, the BC Racies organization was trying getting into it, and then I just got busy and never did it, so I'm trying. Do it, KD2BKD, back to net.
Well, sure. Well, I was lucky. I was able to put the software on two different computers, and was able to send from one to the other microphone to speak microphone. Worked pretty reliably, and done some radio testing as well, again acoustically coupled. No hardware connections whatsoever. It's worked fine. And that's because the transmitting radio was a Gaofeng that had a Vox in it, so turned the Vox function on, and when somebody came in the room, they tripped the radio. Too bad. But by putting the conveyors in a quiet room, so the door closed, it worked out fine. So time somebody came up that was noteworthy, transmit simply quickly off the message would go. So it's been fun, it really has.
Yeah, that sounds real. Bottom blue screen, or I'm guessing, I don't know, I've been pressing buttons and hearing stuff, and I guess I would have to key up my radio at that time, back the microphone up, and put it off screen, I'm guessing. KD2BKD, back to net.
You pretty much put and paste the text you want into the buffer and hit TR. That'll work just fine.
Great, great. That sounds great.
Yep, and when it's done, you just hit TR again and away you go. The word brain dead simple.
Yeah, it's just in the FM voice, the top left black box on the right. I do have it set to ish 2000L.
And two SHO comment.
Yeah, I just one quick one before it. Your bottom frequency should be 500, and your top frequency should be 500. Go ahead, Ollie.
Two comments actually regarding the digital traffic. The 1500 is where you center your modulation frequency. So in the waterfall, you should, after you choose what mode you're going to use, which is the MT63 to 2KL, if you go to the waterfall and start moving your mouse, you're going to see like a rectangular where you select where your modulation is going to be. You want the center of that to be under 1500 hertz. That's one thing. Let me go back to the back. The other thing, for more information about how to set up FL Digi, how to send the traffic, how to receive it, we actually have a website for that on the ARRL. It's novemberjuliet.alfaromeoromeolima.oscarromeogolf. That's northnewjersey.arl.org. Then go to ARRS page into that, and you should see a full tutorial for the FL Digi and all the information. Back to that.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, very good, Ollie. Bob, did you have any questions?
No, I have to check out that website. I'm trying to go there right now. I see that it's about 500 to almost 2500 box and work. KDJD back to net.
Very good. Ollie, did you want to add anything more?
I just have the announcement for the simulated emergency test for tomorrow.
Sure, why don't you give the information about the net times and what we're generally looking for.
All right, thanks, Gordon. All right, mainly we're simulating a power outage situation due to storm damage. Mainly it was a joint effort between Bessey County and Bergen County, and now we have Essex County joining us. So we're going to be running multiple nets on multiple repeaters, pretty much. What we're looking for as messages, mainly, regular stations should only pretty much give information for simulated down power poles. If you can go to the nearest power pole to you and just get the power pole number, where it's located, whether that's address, intersection, or even GPS coordinates, the time that you saw that power pole down, if, again, that's simulated information, but if that power pole is also blocking the traffic or not, so that's one of the four types of information that we're looking for. Let me drop. Second piece of information, if you or somebody you know might need any health support due to the power outage, like they use a heart pacer or any other medical device that requires power, if you can give us any information about that when it's needed, like right now, ASAP, or within a couple hours, what kind of power you need, like if it's just a generator, batteries, or a regular AC power, that would be the second type. Third type is mainly for people who represent shelters, Red Cross, hospitals, or whatever. If they can give us supplies needs due to the power outage, if they have available rooms, or they need to transfer patients or occupants for the shelters from their location due to the power outage, would be the third type of traffic, and let me drop. The last type of traffic would be mainly for the Skywarn spotters, since it's mainly storm damage. If they can give us any weather, simulated weather information for a storm, that's the kind of traffic that we're looking for, and we're going to be running a couple of nets for that. Tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, we're going to be running a net on the Whiskey Oscar 2 X-ray repeater, and I'm going to get the frequency in a minute. History, that's going to be the November Juliet 2 Papaya Trolley, and at 9 o'clock, it's going to be on this repeater, November Juliet 2 Bravo Sierra. On the same times, on Saturday evening, we're going to have the same three nets, and then we're going to have another run of nets on Sunday morning, and let me drop. Sunday morning, we're going to have 9 a.m. on the WO2X repeater, 9:30 a.m. on the NJ2BS repeater, which is this one, and then 10 o'clock at NJ2BC repeater. We're pretty much going to be monitoring all the repeaters during the whole simulated emergency test for any traffic that's sent. For distance traffic, it's going to be ongoing all time long. You can send it any time. It doesn't have to be during the net. And the repeater for that is going to be W2AKR. Again, that's Whiskey 2 Alpha Kilo Romeo. And I'm going to get the frequencies in a minute. For now, back to net control for any comment.
You're good so far.
Great. Thanks, Gordon. The WO2X repeater, the frequency is 443.450, and it's a positive shaft, and the BL tone is 141.3. For this repeater, it's 146.835, and that's a negative shaft. BL tone is either none or 151.4. And the NJ2BC repeater is 445.950. That's a positive shift, and the real tone is 907.4. For digital traffic, digital traffic is going to be on Whiskey 2 Alpha Kilo Romeo repeater. Frequency is 444.100. Again, that's a positive shift, and the BL tone is 141.3. Any questions, you can ask either Gordon or myself. And with that, back to net control, and to SHO.
Very good. Okay, Ali. Nicely done. Yeah, we're going to have a net in... 2 440 nets and 1 2-meter net. They'll run about a half hour apiece, sequential, barring any major problems. We have three coordinators from three different entities to run them. Got some conflicts among us, but covering for each other and pretty good. Do have some message format stuff that we'd like to capture and some of the background information. At least the first time you check into one of the nets, provide your info. Fun. Focus is on power and what do you do when you lose power. Warm. If you, actually I can announce that it's, we're asking that you go get your utility pole ID. They need to give us an address, an intersection, or a GPS coordinate to go with it. We're going to assume that that pole is damaged. So that's kind of where we're going with that. And then you're welcome to report other poles at other times. Should be lots of fun. Send them via digital. You can send them on voice at the three net sessions that we have during the weekend. One Friday night, one Saturday night, and one. So the whole thing wraps up at noon on the WS2Q repeater on the noon time. So there we go. Anything else you want to add, Ali?
Actually, Gordon, I believe that's good. That's all the information, I believe. Back to you.
All right, anybody have any questions? All righty. Do we have any additional check-ins for the net tonight? This is K2BIR.
K2BIR, this is WA2ISC. Gordon, I ran a simulation to see if my 900 megahertz node could see William Patterson College. It looks like it might. Over.
Yeah, I think it might. Just for reference, we're expecting... I actually can tell you which hall it is. It's up on Pioneer, and that's at least 70 feet above the ground where the building's located, 70 feet above the ground at least. So Pioneer Hall is what we're going to be putting the first node on over.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to have to get out the ladder to point my node towards the west. Right now I think it's pointing towards north, dating back when we tried to do some testing to see if I could be picked up that couple of months ago, or?
Okay. Very good. Yeah, that'd be great. I know I'll be pointing mine over in that direction, too. We're going to be adding other nodes. We're looking at another site at William Patterson. I'm a different angle from another end. Looking at getting a node on Oldham Road at the OEM. We're looking at putting something else on Garrett Mountain. So we've got a lot of things going on, and kind of start there. And we've also got an inquiry that's checked for us at Montclair State. So trucking along, pulling out all the stops. And the best part is we've got gear on hand. People are willing, we are able.
Okay, Gordon. Yeah, I'll point my 900 megahertz. It's on 917 megahertz towards the west as soon as I can get the ladder out. Over.
Sure, and I think it'll be a week or two before we get up. At least it might be a little longer, but goal is October. Pretty, as I said, Bob, we're pretty excited getting that first node up at up this alley. You'll be able to have connectivity to Fairlawn, no questions asked. Tested that.
Okay, Gordon, K2BIR, WA2IC, clear.
Alrighty, anybody else? Alrighty. Bob, I'm wondering if you're going to run a simulation.
I'm guessing you're talking to me, KD2BKD. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at William Patterson College on Earth. What particular building is that, or what road is it? I
was there for a college tour a few months.
What is it?
Pioneer Hall. It's up on the east side of the campus.
I'll have to see where that is, and that will be on the roof of that building, and I'll do a simulation and see where that's going to get to. It should get over there. Hopefully it gets to a lot of southern Bergen County.
And not and northern Bergen County, for that matter, too. What's interesting about it is that you'll notice that got some potential, because you'll have 900. But you also have 2.4, so whatever works for you. We're going to do a 10 dB Omni stick, a MIMO stick, and I guess it's a 10 dB MIMO panel, 8 dB MIMO panel on 100, seeing in your direction, so it should be good.
So I see Pioneer Hall is the upperclassmen's apartment complex across the street, which is probably the tallest building, so I would assume that it's just going on the roof of that. KD2BKD, back to net.
Sir, exactly.
I will do a simulation and see where that gets to.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Should be anyway. Alrighty, anybody else want to check in?
W2TU, checking in late.
W2TU, hello, Mr. Chris. Come aboard. Do you have anything you'd like to add, Mr. Chris?
Just turned the radio on, just got back from picking my daughter up, and I do not have anything to go with, sorry.
It's okay. Talked about the simulated emergency test, which starts this weekend. Have you seen that email in Water Calculating?
Yes, I have, and I was going to respond to it.
Excellent. We'd love to have you. Got a little hum on your audio.
Yeah, I know. My power supply.
Try running low power and see if that helps.
W2TU on low power.
A little bit, but it's definitely got AC hum. Do you need a power supply?
No, I have a dilemma of a cat that got into the closet and chewed wires, so I ordered new wires. Haven't put them on yet.
NJ2BS, repeat.
All right, so enlighten me. What did the cat do? How does that relate to the hum?
The wires come through a wall. The power supply's in a closet. So I had to shorten them, and I'm not running sufficient ground right now.
Yeah, but I'm trying to understand. The wires normally are the AC cord wires or the DC cord wires?
No, I had to, I'm surprised the cat didn't get electrocuted. I had to replace the cord going to the Astron power supply.
Oh, I see. I see. So, you may not have a ground lead at this point.
That would be correct.
Sounds lovely. Very nice. Very nice. We all learned something. So, my question is, what's on the menu, and is your racket getting restrung?
Currently, right now, I just walked in the door, picked my daughter up. She's in a new play, and had to pick her up, and just sitting down to grab a little bite to eat here.
Now, I was hoping you'd explain what happened to the cat.
I couldn't catch it.
Okay, so in lieu of the cat's misdeeds, I figured the cat would be on the menu. You'd have a new muffler for your wife to keep her hands warm in the winter and to room cat fondly. And the gut from the cat would be used to suck it.
I had a sense of that. I just didn't want to go that far.
Well, I try to get maximal use out of, you know, odd creatures when you take them, you know. The other thing is, you usually get four cat's paw back scratchers out of it.
He could before we got him from the rescue, so.
I see. Now you have to defang him.
Well, there's caps in oil. The actual stuff that they put into commercially added heat to, like, chili. And that's wiped down on the cords now.
Oh, and that keeps the cat from being interested in the cord.
Yeah, the cat must have went for it at one point and was running around the house frantic for quite a while.
Oh, yes, going for the water bowl.
Right to the toilet.
Oh, that's hilarious. And no one was taught to flush?
I don't think the cat really minded at that point.
Yeah. I once caught my dog slurping from the toilet, and I scared the hell out of him by flushing them. Couldn't get his upper, I mean, he wouldn't have gone down, he's too big, but he had his upper body, you know, he had two paws and his face in the toilet slurping away there. When I flushed, you would have thought that he got caught in a hurricane that he didn't anticipate.
Well, I had a cat that would actually go in a sink and turn it on and bathe itself, or if you were in a shower, it would hop in the shower and take a bath with you or a shower with you.
Well, that's nice. I have a dog that needs to have a bath. He's very grumpy about getting in the shower or the tub. When he gets older, he doesn't want to stuff. Put him on the leash, get him in the tub. He doesn't let you pick him up anymore, so you just kind of have to drag him in. I try not to terrorize him by only not having him run. And once he's in, he's fine, but he'll tear your lungs out in the process of getting in.
That's too funny. I had a cat that loved it, and you have a dog that hates it.
Yeah, well, exactly. Alrighty. Let's see, do we have anything else for the TechNet tonight? We're talking about cat menu items and cat dog hygiene. Maybe Bob has maybe Montville from.
Just looking, basically, the overall coverage is pretty good. You just have to get above the tree lines at the residence. And once you get above the tree lines at the residence, should be able to get to William Patterson. But the tree line at the residence are typically 60-plus feet high. So that's how high an antenna is really going to get line of sight to William Patterson. 900 it will work better than 2.4. I don't think you can possibly get it unless there's no trees whatsoever. But 900 is a possibility. KD2BKD, back to net.
Okay. Well, we'll see. That's pretty darn awesome. I know I've got a clear shot to it. Bob, you can run a simulation from my house and at 45-foot level. I don't have any trees on that path. Not close in, anyway. I think I'm okay. But if you go between my tower on 206 North Vivian and caught side of the house all the way Pioneer, I think it should be good, too.
Probably I will have to check that out.
Alrighty. Well, just FYI, I will send the digital information for FL Digi, FL Message, FL Wrap out on the Comtech group. I'll do it shortly. It'll also go out on the Ross group, Gary 3C's, and the Fairlawn membership list. I'll send it on those there. Anything else for the net tonight?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okie dokie. Well, I want to thank you gentlemen for the long-awaited and resurrected TechNet. Heard that one other station was going to check in and he didn't. Doc, you told me you'd check in, but you're not here. A couple of weeks and more activity. But thank you gentlemen for spinning in the revived TechNet. So, WIFC, KD2BKO. Any of you have finals before you want to... Okie dokie, well there. Thank you, gentlemen, and forward to your continued participation. And it's been fun. It's nice to be back. This is KTBAR W2TTT, saying 73, and have a fine evening.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.